ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, continuing our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. The history of spying, it's been going on since basically the beginning of time. Talking about it more so in the Bible, in that text message I sent you from one of our listeners. There's a lot more examples, a lot more things. Look at the spying that took place even dealing with Judah and dealing with the Jews over even Christ's crucifixion and the surrender and all the things that he was basically 30 pieces of silver to basically spy and turn in Jesus Christ over to the Jews. I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, that's not quite the same, but I mean, it was. And by the way, it does point this out, however, the Bible says that and Satan entered Judas's heart. Judas was never a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus made that clear. And when he could see that Jesus was, and he repeated, I'm going to the cross. He says, man, I spent 3 years following this guy, and hey, I'm going to get something out of it. And he went to the Pharisees himself and says, what will you give me that I will betray Christ to you? And they coveted with him 30 pieces of silver. Then the Bible says, and he looked for opportunity to betray him. That's not quite it wasn't that the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, sent Judas. He volunteered to be a spy. Not quite the same thing.
Sure.
He lied. I mean, he was with the disciples knowing that he was going to turn over the Lord Jesus to be crucified. Jesus said of him, the Son of Man goeth as was written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man goeth. Better for that man if he would not been born. And he knew, Jesus knew, what Judas was going to do. From the beginning, he knew it. And a bad mistake on Judas, Iscariot's part, to do that. Remember when long story of Joseph, how he was sold into slavery by his brothers, and a lot of history I'm skipping, but he eventually ends up in Egypt, becomes the prime minister of Egypt, second only to the Pharaoh, and there's a great famine in the land, 7 years of famine, and Jacob sends his brothers back. Yeah, we've heard that there's food in Egypt. Go back. They go back, and there, lo and behold, is Joseph. They recognize Joseph recognizes them, but they don't recognize Joseph. And Joseph says, "You're spies. You come just to see the land. You're going to betray us." And they said, "We're not spies." So, in other words, even back, 1,700 years before Christ, there was spying was going on. It's built into the human nature. Now, it is a very sad thing when American citizens lose faith in their law enforcement. Because then we see conspiracies when they don't exist. I'll bring this up. I don't think there's any conspiracy. I don't even know which is worse, a conspiracy or no conspiracy. With the attempted assassination of President Trump, former President Trump, And I hear people say, wow, you're just getting into conspiracies. You're telling me this guy just within shooting range, got up on top of the roof, sat there, and was able to take an open shot at the president, and nobody could see what was going on? That our security was so lax by supposedly the greatest bodyguard agency in the world, whatever you call the
Secret Service.
Yeah, whatever you call it. And you let that happen? And then you wonder why there's all these conspiracy theories? Well, that is ineptness. That is a total, complete failure. How could you let that happen? Right after this happened, yours truly says, why didn't they have a drone? Couldn't you see? If you just had a $500 drone, you could look down and say, hey, there's a guy on the roof.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we know that there were reports of all these things. Hey, there's a guy lurking around here. There's a guy that this, that, and the other. Why didn't somebody say, we're not bringing the president out till we find what's going on with this guy? We're going to delay his coming out, but they didn't delay it.
Did you see the visit from the U.S. congressman? One of them was a former Navy SEAL, and they actually went to the location and found a water tower, which was about 500-600 feet up in the air, within about 200 yards of the building where the kid had crawled up on the roof. He said that would have been the obvious place for a Secret Service sniper to be posted. You always want, and you've talked about this in battles that we've discussed, the high ground. You always want the high ground at the top of the hill, because that's your ability to protect the hill. You can shoot down. They're trying to climb up a hill. They're sitting ducks, basically. Yes. This guy said they would have had a sniper on that water tower. That kid, as soon as he popped his head up over the edge of that roof and started crawling, he said that the sniper would have blown his head off. He wouldn't even come close. He said, why did they not have a sniper up on that water tower? And nobody will answer that question. So
that's why all these conspiracy theories are popping up. I guess.
How can we even say they're conspiracy theories at this point based on what we already know? People were taking video of this guy on their cell phones.
Okay, so the conspiracy theory is the police were calling the Secret Service. Citizens were alerting the police, who were alerting the Secret Service, and why was President Trump allowed to step out?
Yes.
Why was he allowed to go on stage then? I mean, I am no expert on this. I'm just sitting here watching the TV, and I kind of just think to myself, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. and I know people, like, maybe there's some of your listeners, well, Chatfield, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, fine. But this would-be assassin came within an inch of murdering a presidential candidate. That is not good. You follow that? And that is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, and I don't think that, I guess we just have to say the Secret Service needs to learn and do better. But, man, it doesn't, I don't know what to make of it. There's some, they're like, during the Cold War, we executed the Rosenbergs a couple because they were spies and they got our nuclear secrets and sent them to the Soviet Union. A man right in the State Department, Alger Hiss, was a spy, worked in the State Department. I mean, there have been spies forever.
Well, what we need to do is, I think the general public at least needs to be aware of this and the spying that's going on right now. They alleged in that meeting Russia and Iran are interfering with the election. And to what extent would Russia and Iran want to interfere with this election, Donald Trump against Kamala Harris? In your opinion, who are they going to try to convince or influence voters to vote for, in your opinion? That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Who do we think is the stronger president, responds more strongly for United States foreign policy interest, the Biden-Harris administration or Donald Trump?
Oh, come on.
Obviously. Now, so I'm not even surprised. I don't even think worse of the other countries, exactly. I mean, that's what countries do. Man, we don't want Trump in there again. Let's see if we can maneuver things, influence voters so that he's not elected again, because he's not good for us. Whether you're talking about China, whether you're talking about Soviet Union or Iran, of course they would do that. And by the way, I don't think we're beyond doing that. We've proven that. We've proven that many times in many countries. We send the CIA in. They try to foment something to overthrow a government that's not friendly to United States interest. That's the way it works. Yeah. What got me was this. I watched that report, and they're like, oh, this is shocking. Is it really shocking? Hey, you know, and President Trump recognizes these things. I mean, the guy is he's got I don't know what his IQ is, but it's high, but he's got a ton of practical IQ. He says other countries are out for their own, what they perceive to be their own interests. Okay, he says, okay, hey, so am I. I'm out for American interests. That's just common sense.
Sure.
Some of my Christian friends, yeah, but he's mean sometimes. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Because he's mean? You're not going to vote for him?
I have a video, Pastor Chad Field. I'm going to text it to your phone. Joe Pags, he's a show. He does his own show. And he put together a 2-minute and 42-second video of 9 different indexes of people for people to look at facts. He researched this on the NASDAQ, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Department of Economic Growth. He looked at inflation, interest rates, electricity, rent, food, even looked at energy from a standpoint of production of gas and oil and production of electricity. He looked at all these factors and basically said, this is what Trump did for 4 years while he was president. This is what Biden Harris has done for 4 years. I'm going to send it to you and have you look at that maybe during the break real quick and then talk about it, because what the information is they're trying to influence goes, I believe, counter to everything that's in this video. They're trying to lie to us about how great things are. Together we win. We're for the working class. I mean, it's just amazing how they're trying to recreate Kamala Harris, even against things she said recently, as recently as 2019 when she was running for president. And
right.
It's amazing how they're trying to spin this.
By the way, just one point about spying. Hey, remember when President Trump was in office, we became energy independent.
Yes.
And we could become an exporter, a net exporter of energy. Of course Russia doesn't want him, because that's their big deal. That's what they've got is energy. So they're going to do what they can to prevent the United States from becoming the leader in energy. This is common sense. That's what countries do. That's what all countries do. And so anybody should be able to see that if they have just a little bit of common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send you the video if you can look it up. Take a couple minutes to look at it. We'll get your comments. If not, you can share it later with everybody you know. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, past Sheffield, sent a text message in, actually two of them. Newsmax reported yesterday that whistleblowers have come forward revealing that Trump's security detail in Butler were actually Department of Homeland Security agents. They were requisitioned and placed on Trump for this rally. They were given a two-hour online course and then sent to Butler. Local law enforcement said they did not receive a typical Secret Service briefing before the rally. That's why there was such a high level of incompetence displayed, his security detail, because they weren't Secret Service agents, but Department of Homeland Security agents. Newsmax story supposedly, actually have to basically cover their butts now, because they did not actually have Secret Service agents there. So just wanted to make sure you're aware of that and make sure that point was made. Pastor Sheffield joining us back into the show. He did review that Joe Pags video, so I want to get him into the show here. Let's see. I might have to reconnect him this way. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. Pastor Sheffield, are you there, sir? Did we get you added back in okay? Let's see. Let's call him this way. See if this is working. Perhaps, no, he watched that video and it kicked him off. Let's see. Okay, one ringy dingy. We'll try to do it that way. For some reason, we're not. Let me reconnect back into the studio. Okay, we're back into the studio. Now I'll add Pastor Chatfield back in. He did get a chance to watch that Joe Pag video, and for some reason it disconnected him out of the studio. So we're back into the studio. Now we'll add him back in. Here we go. Hopefully this will appreciate him watching that video and giving us his input. Pastor Chatfield, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
So you watched that video. It kicked you out of the studio. I apologize for that. What is your take on that 2-minute and 42-second video that Joe Pags produced and put out there.
Makes complete sense. Especially, let me back up and say this. Sometimes things happen that a president can't control. I do not blame President Trump for the COVID scare or COVID whatever. I mean, all of us were operating not knowing, and he had some people he put up in front of us, Dr. Birx and others, that, you know, he was trying to do what was best. He didn't understand things. So there were sometimes things happen.
Well, I think he was getting bad advice from Dr. Fauci and the other doctors that were on stage with him.
Yes. I mean, and in our church, when they told us this was the,
apocalypse.
The apocalypse. This was, we didn't have church for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And by the way, that's when we started doing our church services on the radio.
Yep.
Because we didn't know. So I don't blame President Trump. So sometimes things happen that you can't really control. But I can guarantee you a lot of this inflation you can't control, especially energy. When you don't let us pipe in the natural gas from Canada, you start putting restrictions on fracking. You don't let us drill in the Gulf, and you cut production. Hey, two things Russell Kirk says about economics, two laws of economics. The first law is you got to learn all goods have to be worked for. Second law is the law of supply and demand. When you cut supply, demand goes up and prices go up with it.
Sure.
I mean, it is what it is. That was completely preventable. So we get a new president who opens things up. Things are going to get better. I hope everybody believes that. Now, sometimes things happen, and presidents are not in control of everything. But a lot of things they are. And, I agree with that. That was a good video.
Yeah. Share it with everybody you know. And we're hoping to make that video go viral to get people to at least think intellectually about the election as opposed to these emotional ads that we're starting to see on TV. And some of them are actually bald-faced lies. Unbelievable. Kamala Harris's campaign and what they're putting out.
I was going to contemplate doing a history lesson on, hey, the only way I could know Randy Bishop is the way you have treated me and talked with me in the 10, 11 years that we've known each other now.
Yeah.
So now people are saying, well, I realize that Kamala Harris used to be a leftist, but now she's changed her position on all this. How could you trust this?
Right.
President Trump really hasn't changed that much. No, he's altered some things here and there. Fine. But she is trying to portray herself as a centrist Democrat when she is not. And we have all her own words as a testimony against her. But the mainstream media doesn't care. And there are a lot of people says, oh, well, who cares? Who cares what you said? Who cares what your policies were? Going forward is all we care about. Yeah, but, you know, you got to care.
Yeah, amen. We're looking forward to church services 11 to noon on Sunday. And appreciate the history lesson discussion today, sir.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. God bless. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know